This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the biggest challenge for Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy heading into this season? It's the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, Reginald Atitula, Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford in today on this Thursday. During the All-Star Week, we're gearing up for the return of the baseball season. Your Rangers back in action tomorrow evening against the Orioles. Going to be a big-time series at noon. We'll talk about how important the start of the second half after the All-Star break is for these Rangers. But, I mean, we are the home of the Rangers. We're also the home of the Cowboys. We're about a week until things get going in Oxnard. And, of course, this station will be on the ground all the way through training camp. Home of the Cowboys, we take care and we take that seriously, I should say. But with that being the case, we know what the things are for Mike McCarthy and this Cowboys team. It's a team that won 12 games in the last three seasons and yet somehow managed to be disappointing in the postseason every year. And Mike McCarthy, I think a lot of people looking at last year were looking at the postseason and saying it's NFC Championship game or bust for him. And yet here we are on July 18th of this year, looking at it, and he remains the head coach of this team. And you're going into this without any level of extension of contract. This is his final season. So there's a lot of things to look at when it comes to this Cowboys team. What, Mike, to you is the biggest challenge? And for you, Tolo, is 877-881-1053. What do you think is the biggest challenge for Mike McCarthy as he goes into this final year of his contract?
Well, for him, he only deals with the offense. So there's no reason for me, the specific question is about Mike McCarthy, there's no reason for me to concentrate at all on defense.
Interesting.
He has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
That is Mike Zimmer's team. His team is the offensive team. So I would look at it and say, how does he take an offensive line that I'm not sure about, to be honest? I think it's average, but I get it. We did it a week ago that they're rated above average, and that's me. I don't know all 30. I don't know if any human knows all 32 offensive lines unless you have a job in the NFL.
Sure.
So, okay, they're above average according to paper stats. That's great. And I get, because of Tyler Smith and Zach Martin, you have the best guard combination in football. That is awesome. Center and tackles, huge question marks for me for this year.
And literally both tackles because of the poor play that you saw from Terrence Steele off of the injury.
So I'm looking at the worst running back situation in the history of Dallas Cowboys football. I guess you can go back to like the expansion year and say that might have been worse. This is horrible. What they're going to run out there at running back. I look at it and go, how can he have a successful offense with that running back situation? If he's able to do that, that's the number one thing for me. If he is able to have the worst running back situation in the NFL and he's still able to put up, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting how much they averaged last year, approximately 27 points a game or close to, because I don't think you have an awesome defense. I think you have a good defense. But if you can figure out how to get that thing into the high 20s again with that running back situation and the offensive line, a little bit of an unknown coming into the year, that would be tremendous if you are still considered a good offensive team. I don't think they'll be bad because I think Dak's good. Dak's a, we just saw top 10 quarterback approximately 10th.
That's according to people in the league.
Yeah, and I think that's approximately right. Like I said, he's somewhere between 7 and 14. Put him wherever you want in that. And 10th is kind of right in the middle of that category. CeeDee Lamb, great wide receiver. I think you have a good tight end. I think you have a good second receiver. I think you have an okay offensive line, but better than I think, according to that. And then you have a very good quarterback, horrible running back situation. If he can still have that thing as a top 10 offensive team, and if it's borderline top five, that's a tremendous job from Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, and when you talk about points per game, 29.9, even higher than that. Like, this was a team that put up offense, and that's even considering the first 5 weeks of last season. They were trying to really run the football, and the offense was not clicking in the way that you really wanted it to be. And then after week five, you shifted up the way that you did this. You threw the ball more, and then that offense really went to a different level. And I agree. Like, offensive line is one of those, it's a big question mark, because you have young players that you imagine will be talented, but you've got someone like Tyler Guyton, who is kind of like a projection type player. Yes, he should have something for you in the rookie year, but he was taken off of skills, off of those types of talents, and the idea is like, hey, you can mold this into a very good tackle. But you're playing him rookie year, right? And if you're not, you're playing the likes like Chuma Edoga, that I think people were kind of scared in some ways to see out there on the left edge. We've talked about Terrence Steele, and then at center, it's either, I mean, Brock Hoffman, who they feel comfortable with, but you're stepping up, having him step up and maybe just be like somebody that's playing on the edges of like a high level talent, or you have someone, Cooper Beebe, who is coming in and is a rookie. And that center position is a very vital role when we talk about offensive line, according to everybody who knows something about that and will tell you about it. And so you're asking for a lot from that offensive line, especially because that's where the running is going to start. It's not like you're going to have guys behind there that are going to then make something out of nothing, which is already, I think, an unreasonable thing to ask when you're talking about running backs. But then you have an offensive line that I don't know how good they're going to be at run blocking. And now you're making it so that the offense that Mike McCarthy has, which it seems like is a little, I don't know, dated, and that teams kind of already have some ideas of the ways to get at it and like dismantle it. Now you're putting even more pressure on the offense, and the passing offense in particular, to be able to sustain things without like a running game. Or you find yourself maybe even leaning into trying to make the running game matter so much that you put yourself in holes and in bad issues. So yeah, I think that you're right, spot on there, that's a big issue. Can I get to maybe like a philosophical one? Because I know you went away from the defense, but one of the things for me,
okay, go ahead,
is it feels like the three seasons prior, and the way that you got 12 wins, it matters when you think about this. I constantly come back to the idea that when you got to the postseason and in some of those big games in the regular season, you didn't play up to expectation when the moments were the biggest. And so philosophically, how do you get those guys to lock in and play up to their potential? Because we've seen their potential, right? 29 points per game. We've seen it in all these instances. But that's how you end up with the kind of the thought process that, oh, you're a team that only beats up on poor teams. And when good teams come around, you're not playing up to that level. That feels like a big challenge as well. And I mean, we could talk about the offense, and maybe it's like, hey, throw the football more and those types of things and lean into offense. That's where I don't know what the answer is to be like, hey, these guys all need to make sure, you need to find a way as the main guy, the authority figure in that locker room, finding a way to get everybody to play up to their potential when it matters the most.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If we're going all the way to the playoffs, which is, I think, a 50-50 for the Cowboys this year, which is better than other teams, it's all about Dak. I have to follow my leader. I have to follow Dak. If Dak's going to play like one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life come playoff time, then there's nothing the other guys can do to overcome bad quarterback play in the playoffs. Other guys didn't play well. I'm not saying Dak was the only person who played bad. The defense had its lapses.
Sure.
The offensive line had its lapses. I get it. But Dak is the one that you would believe in as a player. The reason Tom Brady did the things that he did, I remember watching like NFL films, whatever, NFL Network, when he came back from 28-3, every player went up to him, even the defensive players who have nothing to do with Tom Brady on this, the Patriots. And they're like, I cannot believe how great you are. Like, you inspire me to be better because of how great you are when the chips are down. Yeah. How great you are against teams that supposedly are better than us. And you say, no, it ain't happening. Patrick Mahomes, as soon as he takes the field in a playoff game, the Chiefs can be a worse team. And the Chiefs believe they're going to win because of one person. Not Andy Reid, not the offensive coordinator, not a defensive player. They believe because of Patrick Mahomes. And then Patrick Mahomes does something where they're like, that's why I believe. Dak does the opposite. So right now, if we're going to push all the way to the end of the season, because I have other things, but obviously there's a lot of time still in this offseason to talk about the offensive line, and one of them be like, what the hell are you going to do if one of your tackles is struggling and the other one's not doing that great either? You can't help both offensive tackles on the same play. You can only try to maybe help one. But if I'm going to the end of the year and I'm going to Dak Prescott, one, it's established. It's clear as day. It's factual. Dak sucks in the playoffs. The players on his team know it. Dak knows it, and he has to overcome that, but that's in January. I don't know if they can. I don't know if mentally Dak can overcome that. So how do I play better? How does the Cowboys play better? Dak plays his ass off in the first quarter and throws two touchdown passes and 140 yards, whoever they're playing in the first round of the playoffs. And the player's like, oh, crap. We've never seen Dak do this when it matters. We've never seen a do-or-die Dak play like this. So it's all Dak. I hate saying that. But that's the truth. Because I got to if Luka sucks, I can't pick up Luka. Jaden Hardy, PJ Washington, whoever they – If he goes 0-10 in his first 10 shots against a team like Oklahoma City, we can't win.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do. I'm not good enough to do that, and I don't have the ball enough. And in football, nobody has the ball except the quarterback when it's snapped. So nobody can – I get it. Like, you can hand the ball off.
Sure.
Nobody can help out Dak in these situations but Dak. And at this point, it's established in his brain – and it's established in the Cowboys' brains, you can hear them talk in the offseason, is they love Dak. They want to play for Dak. He's a great teammate, but they also know what happens to him come playoff time, and that is a son of a gun to overcome. I'll give an example here.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Mavericks in 2006, when they lost the NBA Finals being up 2-0, they came back the next year and they were so mad and this and that. And then when they got hammered by Golden State, it ended it. They all knew they were losers together. That's harsh to say, but I'm being honest. So we've had Josh Howard up here. I love him. But when from that point on, the rest of their lives, when Dirk Nowitzki and Josh Howard and Jerry Stackhouse and Jason Terry and Devin Harris and Eric Dampier and Sagana Jupp, when they took the court in a playoff game and a playoff series, they knew they were losers at that point mentally, and they couldn't overcome it. And so what did it take to overcome? It took Jason Kidd. It took a new coach. It took a whole bunch of other things. Tyson Chandler. It took Sean Marion. It took Caron Butler. I know he wasn't in the playoffs, but you had to totally change the team around Dirk to change that. We're not losers together. We were losers together, but this is a brand new group around Dirk. And so that is very tough to do in professional sports, is once the mentality of we can't win the big game, that player in the football, the quarterback, has to change that. So it's all up to Dak to change it in the playoffs. Nobody else can change it except for Dak.
Interesting. I mean, there's so much to go there. And I mean, look, we've got a whole training camp coming up in just a week from now in Oxnard. And so, you know, 105 Through the Fan will be all over that as your home of the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's the great thing as the quarterback. And you know what else it is? It's a great thing as a pitcher. David Price overcame it.
Yeah.
David Price was Dak Prescott of pitching. Unbelievable in the regular season, horrible in the playoffs. And then he overcame it in 2018 and won a World Series with the Boston Red Sox as their main pitcher. So it can be done. But Dak has to be the one to do it. Nobody else can help Dak except for Dak in those situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.